Wow, genius.
Hey.
2 hours down, and that's sort of standard podcast time really done, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
We should now have 9 hours. Sorry.
Bloody hell, we're doing another 9 hours.
Oh, I can't break my brain. We're going to have a 7 hours silence for the people who've died ever.
Oh,
dear.
Best cough out ever.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to us singing New York, New York at the end.
Are we doing that right at the very, 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 very end?
We've got to have a cheesy outro.
Yes.
That's what I call my cock. Now.
Whack, do the thing.
What was it? Oh, yes, it was that.
So.
Yeah. You should be ashamed of yourself, young man.
We're doing three triptets or whatever the hell three people singing is called.
Yeah. Yeah. But we'll
I'd only girded myself for two. I'll have to readjust.
Yeah. Well, the idea is near the end we won't be able to talk, so the idea just shout into a microphone is probably the best.
No.
Yes.
It's the problem. Who's going first in the karaoke, by the way?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Should we toss for it?
That's me, girl.
You lose, then.
Oh, right. My first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Not yet, anyway.
No, not for another half hour.
We'll give it at least that.
Another half hour.
I'm singing yet, though.
Do you know, have you got any choices that people could vote on? What do you... give the punters two or three to choose from that they might want to hear you singing, and then people can...
I'll go and get the button thing, and I can have a flick through.
Do it.
Our remote control, as it's normally called.
Yes, the button thing.
Can you pass me the button thing, please? I can't quite work my brain. It's not working today. Can I have the button thing?
Aye, lad, that's the one. Just scrolly up and down here. Just choose one.
Are you wearing lipstick today? Oh. No. Oh, you just, I don't know, maybe you're just a bit flushed. I wonder whether you put a bit of lippy on to look nice for the webcam.
Yeah, because webcams show so much detail. It's unbelievable.
I've probably just got some medical condition that I wasn't aware of.
Maybe.
You've got that blue lipstick on again.
Blue lipstick.
Thank you very much, sir.
So, we're getting into practice. That's what you've got coming.
Stop bloody moving around. You're breaking things.
Is that you?
What?
Yeah. Is what me? The thing you just hit?
The thing I was just hitting.
The thing you just hit that went out?
Yes.
That was me.
The one thing we've learned from over the years from podcasting is that living rooms don't really make perfect studios.
It's not perfect, but it's not bad.
No.
But it's not perfect.
It's not perfect.
But it's not bad.
It's not bad and it's
but
not perfect.
It isn't perfect.
It certainly isn't perfect, Andy.
But it's not bad.
It's not bad.
No. But it's definitely not perfect.
Certainly not.
No.
Can't come just another 7 hours.
Right, well, we've got...
How long do you reckon we could keep that rattling back and forth? I reckon we could get another hour and a half out of it, at least.
So we died.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
So joking.
Right, so listen up, people. Tom's going to choose some songs, and then you can tweet your vote. Stick on the GRCR live hashtag, and then we'll definitely spot it.
Yeah, we'll give you some classic Beatles with A Hard Day's Night.
Oh, okay.
Irish favourite for the day after St. Paddy's Day, Danny Boy.
In traditional style, it says there.
Yeah.
Traditional, God knows what style it's going to be. I've never sung it before. I've never sung any of these one before. What the hell?
They've not changed all the songs, have they?
No.
No, that would screw us up.
It's the same from last time. And it is karaoke, so it wouldn't really screw us up.
Can't do that.
We could just do any of
them. All right, we're doing that. A choice of two's fine, surely.
Go and do Somewhere of the Rainbow.
Well, you've got to have three. You've got to at least do three.
Oh, Unchained Melody, then.
There we go.
Right, so that was Hard Day's Night, Unchained Melody, and what was the other one?
Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Yeah.
Get tweeting.
Yeah.
Andy looks expectantly at the tweet deck.
I would bear in mind, given how good my singing is, that most people would go for the shortest of the three. If you want to know which one that is, that's the Beatles one.
We've been gainsaid on New York, New York. Paul Litchfield, for our outro, wants us to sing the title track to the popular 1988 sci-fi musical, Earth Girls Are Easy.
Wow.
I'm not sure that'll be on Martin's Karaoke-O-Tron, but we'll have a look.
Can I make it work? It got me thinking now whether I can make that work. Technically within the bounds of what I have available. It's like MacGyver.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be locked in a garage with a cardboard tube and some putty and come out with
a
nuclear missile.
Make a podcast.
Yes. Make some sounds.
See, the coffee's hot this time around. That's good.
Yep. Hot coffee. Hot coffee. He's got hot coffee. It's getting a bit bitter into it. I'll probably have to change the coffee in a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say it's getting a little bit bitter and not as coffee flavoured.
No.
So we're probably not getting our full dose of caffeine
it's
out of it.
Turning into, like, you know, remember the ice pops?
Ice pops, I do remember. Oh, what, when you used to suck them and the flavour had come out, but the ice would remain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same with slush puppies, which were pointless things.
Yeah.
Come on.
I still used to like a slush puppy, though, when I was little.
Well, it was just concentrated sugar, wasn't it?
Yes, which is, yeah.
Can you concentrate sugar? I suppose you can.
We've got a vote. We've got two votes for Danny Boy.
Whoa.
Good God.
We've got one vote for Hard Day's Night. that's it so far. So Danny Boy's winning.
In the lead.
Danny Boy's got twice as many votes so far as the next runner.
Broadsword to Danny Boy.
Two-thirds of the total, I think.
Yeah.
Broadsword to Danny Boy.
Is it really the dumb thing to do karaoke of a song you don't know the words to? I know that they
give
it to
why they come up.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Well, you don't know the words to Danny Boy.
Well, I know.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Well, that's it. It's just Oh, Danny Boy over and over again.
The pipes are pipes.
Oh, Danny Boy. Oh, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny, 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 Danny Boy. Danny Boy.
Yeah, well.
Danny Boy.
It's got to be. What's all
calling Danny Boy?
Yes, and not just the song, but Anarcarnate, possibly. I'm sorry if I've mispronounced your name there. Says it's got to be in the full traditional drunk old man style.
Oh, can do that. We've all done that in the past.
Oh, another vote in for Hard Day's Night. So they're neck and neck.
Ooh, Beatley, 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 Beatley. What am I doing? I'm just sitting here making noises.
Yep,
Martin, that's what you always do.
I'm gonna go out and have a cigarette.
Ah, go on.
And I'm going to come back in when I can speak again.
Beatly, 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 beatly.
Any excuse.
Oh, dear. That's pissed. This is the first time you've ever sneaked out for a smoke. Ah, oh. You're not even going to take the long mic and do us a commentary from outside.
The long mic?
Yeah, that one.
We might use long mic a little later.
Okay, he's sneaking out on his own now.
Stood on the street outside in full evening dress smoking.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I think the reason he's not taking his microphone out is because he's having a bit of a fiddle as well.
Where's
Well, that's it. It's, you know, we're just...
Do you get any more thoughts on the Let's Dance thing? It's one of those things we'd sort of said we were going to discuss and we've meandered off. We sort of skirted back to it briefly, didn't we, talking about...
Yeah, I've not got a huge... have you got more thoughts on that? Give us your thoughts on it. I've got more thoughts on the 24-hour panel people I was also watching.
Yeah, I think we should have a bet whilst Martin's out of the building.
Yes.
When we start talking about the 24-hour panel people,
yep.
How many seconds it takes for him to take us off onto a completely different subject and forget what we were on about.
Oh, I reckon I'll put in an early bid for 20 seconds.
20.
I reckon we'll get 20 seconds out of it before he takes off on a sidetrack, probably
20.
About cocks.
20. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and give him 35 seconds.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a decent spread. We'll see how we go.
35 seconds, and I'm going to go with random song. So you've got cocks.
I might change cocks then. Yeah. I don't know, actually. Yeah, I'm going to change Cox to a story about something that happened when he went shopping, probably at Asda.
is that mean of us?
No, it's realistic of us. So what were your further thoughts on Let's Dance? I thought actually one thing that struck me is I don't think there were any of the finalists that shouldn't have been there and were a bit shit and were just voted through because of who they were. I thought they were all actually good at doing it this year.
Did that work?
I heard it.
Excellent. That's me trying my things out for later.
That's all right. Yeah, never mind that I'm trying to have a bloody serious discussion with you about stuff.
No, you didn't see the first one, though, did you?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, no, I didn't think, watching the first one, that Katie Price deserved, really.
Oh, actually, yeah, I'd forgotten about her. Sorry,
I said... Out of the people that were there. There was only one thing that was responsible for her getting into the final, and that was Frank Skinner's cock.
Right.
It was obviously twitching away under the desk. And he didn't. Oh, I complained about it last time, but you've got to play the game, Frank.
Oh, what, and do one each way and let the decision go to the third man.
On a made-up comedy thing, you've got to give that tension.
Yes, it's only right.
Yeah,
it defeats the purpose unless you are going to build up. Yeah, the... That was a very dramatic entrance.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it was just...
Why, what happened? He's come back in. He's disrupted the discussion we were having. It's as soon as it says, "Hello, everyone, I'm back."
I'm
everyone,
back in the room.
Everyone, look at me. It's Martin's here.
Yes, I am. And where's that music coming from? Oh, there we are. I faded up the television.
Jesus.
Oh God, it's a catalogue of technical incompetence today, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Are we still recording?
Yes, we are still recording. Considerably less than we started with. Now,
I was in the middle of something.
Well, I'm going to tell you my funny story about what just happened. I was stood there having a cigarette outside, and this bloke walked past me and said,
"Yeah,
is this a secret casino?"
You should have brought him in. We need that kind of material.
Yeah.
You may continue.
No. I was about to add to Andy's musings on Let's Dance. By saying, I thought I like the way that they subvert the comedy concept by having a female presenter who seemed absolutely unable to understand the concept of comic timing.
Ah, yes,
yeah,
so
she was
every
quite
single
bad,
line
she
delivered, she got it wrong.
Well, the both
just a strange, semi-confused look on her face when people weren't laughing at her.
Yeah,
yeah. Is that bloke Gethin Jones or is that another Welshman who looks the same?
No, that's Steve Jones. Is it him that did that? I think
Gethin Jones or Steve Jones. I'm sure they're brothers. Are they brothers?
I don't know.
They do look very similar.
Yeah, I mean Jones isn't a particularly common name amongst Welshmen, so they probably are related.
Anyway,
yeah, I think that was the sum total of my no. So other than that, I preferred the slightly lower key thing that they did at the end of Ade Edmonton's one, where they had Rick Mayall just sort of in cutaway doing something. It was a bit less forced and awkward than having him come on and do stuff like they did last time.
I did like that.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just thought it was a bit. I think that my big problem with the comic moments like that is it's just about okay once, but if you win, you have to do it again to have them come on and do the same spontaneous looking thing the second time.
No, it didn't though, did it?
Well, he changed it a bit.
No,
but
they had to. Yeah, the first one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because of course he won overall.
Mm. Yeah,
that's pretty much the same gag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. It just seems a bit forced.
I did like it.
The only difference was Sade was trying to get hit less.
Yeah, but I mean, Ade Edmonton hasn't been hit by him on television. What, it's about 15 years now?
Yeah.
So, frankly, I was just happy for that. I was happy for that little bit of the old days. A little bit of nostalgia.
Oh, you're a big old softy, you, aren't you?
And the fact he actually hit him and brought a bruise up on his head.
Genuine comedy violence. Yeah, that is what the people want. Yeah.
I really like Bottom. I know a lot of people think that other stuff they did was better, but I like Bottom.
No, I thought it was good. I thought it was consistently good.
I really like... I like anything that's set in a confined space.
Do you like the claustrophobia?
Yeah.
Of it? Yeah.
I've always been a lover of stuff in studios.
Mm.
Studio-based stuff. That's why I liked a lot of Doctor Who that was studio-based. It's more like a play. It's more like you're watching a play.
Hmm. Ah, yeah.
And I think they should do more. I used to like in the 70s where you could hear the air conditioning in the distance. And occasionally the squeak of a wheel of a camera as it went round.
Yeah.
Oh, in the 60s when you could just see the cameras and notice them bumping into props and things.
Oh, yeah. This is Doctor Who. God.
Happy days. So while we're talking about comic relief telly type stuff.
Yeah.
Should we have a bit of a go at 24-hour panel, people? Have we all watched bits of that?
Yes. I watched the last one.
Yeah.
The last half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I've seen all four. And presumably there's more, because it finished with about 6 hours to go.
Yes.
Unless they just colossally failed, and that's going to be the big reveal later on today.
No, I watched it online for the last half hour, and it was quite funny.
Yeah.
Just watching him squinting at the autocue, not quite seeing it.
But they had that in the coming up bits on the first four, but they hadn't actually got to that bit yet. When
I have a problem with David Walliams. He may very well be a nice man.
Mm. Yes.
But he doesn't come across as a nice man. And I like nice people. I'm sorry, I do.
You non-conformist, you. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Liking nice people.
Yeah, I do. I don't like cunts. And it's in more than one way. Yeah.
Well, I was struck by the... The intro on the first episode had a bit where it was sort of chantering on about him doing it. And it said, the aim is to see if David could be funny for 24 hours straight. And I thought, having sat through the first of the Come Fly With Me or whatever it was called at Christmas...
Yeah.
I think it would be an exercise in itself to see if he could be funny at all at the moment. And in fairness, he actually was for some of it. So,
yeah.
Well, I thought there was a problem in the concept of this. They got the wires crossed because he did the Channel Swim, and that was for Sport Relief.
Yes.
Which was an endurance thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone obviously got this idea of doing a 24-hour thing, and 24 hours means endurance, so David Walliams would be the person to go for.
Yeah.
But he doesn't appear on that kind of shows.
No, he doesn't.
He is funny, if he's a funny at all, when he's got a script.
Yeah.
He's good at characterization. He's good at that kind of thing. So they really should have had someone who was, you know, a stalwart of your panel shows all the way through.
There were possibly better people to go to. But
there were enough people, decent people, like Rufus Hound, who were in it pretty much all the way along the run.
I mean, I still don't think, cutting him a bit of slack, I don't think he was bad. He was, you know, he at least... has the ability to keep chuntering on and saying stuff if necessary.
He was professional.
But yes.
I think that's the best you can say. He's very professional.
Yes.
Which is more than could be said for some people.
Yeah, like
I
me.
Won't name names. I'll leave that to you. So am I the
was
only
that,
one?
Was that a dig at Martin?
No. I was talking about other people on the panel thing.
Ah, right. I didn't see enough of them to be able to tell you who that was. So.
But yeah, Chris, I hope, gently, you appreciate the stuff we go through to watch stuff to talk about on this, because this was the most celebrity juice that I'd ever sat through.
Yeah, I made a note about that. I've never seen it before.
I don't know. It was, I suppose it was interesting just to see Jermaine Greer appear on the same team as Jedward in something.
Oh, God.
I know, but
which was just bizarre in itself, but
I'm not sure whether it's
never
quite
again.
Worth it just to spend 10 minutes not wanting to be alive.
Mm.
It was that bad. I really, really...
Oh, it was god-awful. I mean, I cannot imagine what it must be like watching an entire episode of it.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I hadn't.
It's fucking Keith Lemon.
It just...
Oh, fucking
it just turned up.
Yeah, exactly. It was every bit as bad as you'd think it would be.
Well, I have to say the thing about it. Who plays Keith Lemon now? It's Lee Francis,
it?
Yeah.
Who plays him now?
No, I mean...
Who plays it? It's like the Doctor, isn't it? Yeah.
No, it's more like, who is that now? That's the way it works, language.
Yeah, I don't know. Your intonation did sound like you were thinking there'd been some kind of handover.
Yeah, regenerated into the raptor.
I think the first one had topped himself out of shame.
I'm looking forward to Benedict Cumberbatch playing him. And
I think he'll be good.
Yeah. I don't want to give you that. That's what it says to his ex-wife.
God.
I'm so very sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Bloody think so too.
Where was I going with that? Yes, well,
knows.
At least Lee Francis has now realised that he can only do one character, and he's boiled it down to that one character. Stop doing the rubber-headed people.
Maybe,
who were frankly awful.
Yeah,
and that bloody monkey thing.
Oh, the bear.
Bear, that was it.
Actually, I think that's the closest I've come to laughing at any of his characters.
Yeah, they had one joke, and that was the cock thing.
Yeah, but it was a good.
Mm.
I've seen dogs do that. I don't laugh at them. It embarrasses them if you do that.
Yeah.
A little lipstick comes out because they've seen your leg. And
but yeah, dogs are nice. You don't want to embarrass
no.
dogs.
Nope. You shouldn't embarrass a dog.
Yeah. But yeah, what else? What else was there? There was. I did notice that I've got little bits I've jotted down as I was watching it on the first one. By the time they got to episode four, they seem to have been cutting them together so much that loads of people didn't get anything in the edit. But on the first one, it was. I did note down that Tony Hawk said absolutely nothing in the final cut that made it to telly.
Yeah.
And I think he was the only person in the first three episodes that had appeared but not even got a word in.
Yeah,
he did seemed that for a little bit unfair. But
I bet he did for a bet.
And I missed it on the news, but as best I can tell, David Frost appears to have died.
What?
What?
it seems to just be his barely animated corpse presenting through the keyhole.
I thought you meant today. I was going to say, bloody hell, that's...
do you see how I teed that up, really? Yeah. I was toying with your emotions there.
What I was amazed at, he was standing up. And I thought he was sitting
there. I think he was just propped up on a pole going up the back of his suit. But he was sort of slurring and
he always has done,
shambling his way through his little introductory speech.
God, no, I thought it was the most sort of perky and animated I've seen him in a long while. Yeah. I thought he was something.
He's always been slurry. Even when he was a young man, he was slurry.
Him and
Beryl Reed.
Still better slurry than slurry, as we say.
Comedy gold.
Zing.
Comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
Never gets old.
Comedy gold.
Sort of. But it did annoy me. They do that thing that the Egghead team does on Eggheads, where they've sort of obviously got the answer, but they go into a big, long discussion about it. And they do the same on that, where they'd obviously worked out who it was quite early.
Yeah.
And they'd sort of go, maybe it's a such and such a person, or, would I be right in saying this person is a bit whatever it was?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I appreciate you've got to pad it out to the full 20-odd minutes. But
that was always the joy.
Yeah.
Joy is not the right word.
Two reasons for
it's always the
in.
Annoyance of it.
Watching the padding when it's colossally easy, and seeing the panic in their eyes when they have no fucking idea who it is.
Yeah. There was no Wincy Willis or anybody like that.
No.
No 80s people.
Nah.
That was all right. What I just one of the ones later on, Generation Game.
Oh yeah.
Now I know it's been a bit picky and it's for charity and all, but
when
was that ever a panel show?
Never.
Surely the idea of a panel show must involve
a panel. You'd have thought, wouldn't you?
Yeah. There was another later on, I think, which was similar, but
oh, I can't know why. What other one was that? That's
It might come to me. But I love not the Generation Game bit, the Think It's All Over bit, simply because when Lee Hurst appeared, I went, because it was so nice to see him back on it.
Yeah, I've not seen him for absolutely forever.
Yeah, yeah. He fucked off and bought a comedy club, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he went a bit nuts.
Yeah.
And he used to sort of get really paranoid about his material. But I just thought it was pleasant to see him.
Yeah.
But then Call My Bluff came on. And I just sort of thought, I could sit watching Call My Bluff for the next 5 hours now. Why can't they just do this?
Mm.
Who presented it? Was it Robert Robinson or was it...
Sadly not, it was Angus Deaton, I think. Wasn't it?
Yes.
Because I had a huge fondness for Call My Bluff from the 80s.
Mm.
Particularly Arthur Marshall.
And
also really used to like the Bob Holness hosted one.
Yeah.
I thought when it went to your woman, your type newsreader.
Oh.
It went off a bit.
Fiona Bruce, is it?
Yeah, Fiona Bruce.
Did she do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, for some reason they got rid of Sandy Toksvig.
I remember her doing it, or at least I think I do, anyway.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of things being said about Rod Little, but he's no Sandy Toksvig.
No.
no, true dat.
So, yeah, it's...
There's very few people get into a stand-up argument with you over that one.
Yeah,
it took me back to happy days at university at 12:30 in bed watching Call My Bluff. During the week.
Yeah. I also thought they missed a bit of a trick on the blankety blank one. I think they should have got Peter Serafinowicz in to do his Terry Wogan impression to present it. That would have been awesome.
But they obviously just decided to get the last known living presenter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. But they didn't. Lorraine Chase is still alive. They should have got her onto the panel for it.
She could have gone in instead of Luton Airport.
Yeah, exactly. They missed out there.
Luton Airport.
In fact, for years, I didn't know that she'd ever been in an advert where that became her catchphrase. I thought that she just came on and said... Because at that particular time, she used to walk onto your television in your house. Just a little, she'd get a little ramp up to the television, walk onto it, and she'd
invited
go...
Invited these people into your home. Yeah,
and everybody go on, Lorraine, say it. She'd go, Luton Airport! Oh, hey!
And you could see in her eyes a little bit of her soul dying every time she did.
God, yeah.
But yeah, the only other bit that I noted down was there was a serious bit with Jack Dean. So I imagine there's going to be repeated endlessly tonight when we're watching it.
All right.
And I've just obviously listened to too much of him on I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue. Because he's being serious.
Yeah.
He still sounds funny. Because that's his character.
And yeah.
I just got a feeling he was the wrong person to be trying to get this message across.
Oh, now speaking of which, if you want to give us some money for today's podcast, which is going to be going on for a few more hours yet until 7 o'clock tonight, please head over to www.justgiving.com/thegentleman's review and give us some money from £1 to £1 million. We don't mind.
Nearer the million, though.
Yeah, we like £1 million.
Million.
Yeah. £1 million, that's Sally.
So we've had another vote for the karaoke. Ooh, not for Tom's one, for us all, for our finishing one. Paul Litchfield again wants us to do the opening credits for the popular sci-fi boob fest Barbarella. Please don't cheapen it, though.
Yes.
So need to get onto that, Martin. We'll see what we can do.
I'm just looking at my phone here because I've been ignoring it studiously since we got started.
Yes.
And my inbox has gone mad on my emails. We're getting donation after donation after donation.
Oh, that's good. That's
got a message from Paul Litchfield, which just says, "Did you get this message?"
Yes, I replied to him. I said no.
There we go. E-billing at BT says my billy's ready for view online. in fact, I don't know how much we got, so I'm just going to go in now. You guys, I'm just finding out what our total is so far.
Colonel Crabtree Smythe is requesting some Noel Coward. I'm not sure if the Karaoke Tron has that.
I can sing some.
Go on. Do it, do it, do it.
Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun.
Brilliant. It's like every... every shit pub sing-along where everyone goes, oh, I like this song, joins in, then realises they only know the first line.
I'm still trying to make this work. It's bloody awful using an iPhone.
I know.
Just generally.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Stick that Apple.
In fact, what has surprised me is I didn't expect anybody to be doing anything today, so I'm not really prepared. I didn't expect anybody to actually give us anything or talk to us.
Oh, right.
I mean,
okay.
That's just a surprise. So I'm going in now. Let's have a look. We are currently at...
Yes, but it's a lovely surprise, Martin.
We've currently raised £320.50.
Fuck me.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Thank you, people.
How much?
£320.50.
Blimey, that's gone up. Yeah. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well done.
Well, I'm amazed. Truly amazed. Yeah. So I'm just trying to say something to Tom without everybody here.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Give him my number.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I say. Oh, Michael Stroppy Pants Leg.
Yeah.
Is just chivvying us up because he asked a while ago when the Doctor Who hour was and we never got back to him. Oh, so he's now he's having a bit of a paddy.
It's now in the running order. We've got
as in a strop.
Between 2 and 3, if that's all right.
Between but, 2 and 3?
But
okay.
We are flexible, Michael. We've not really got much on this running order yet. So.
Well, in fairness, you're probably the only person who's going to make a point of listening to it. Well, so, you know, whenever you're about.
Shall we do it at 1 o'clock then?
Just arbitrarily changing it for no good reason.
Well, you know. Well, can do.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not easy.
So I'm going to go now, and I'm just going to read through all the people who've donated so far. once it comes up on my phone here. Let me scroll down to the bottom.
Oh, tension.
So, £10 from Nicola Woolhouse, £10 from Colin Duffin, £20 from Neil Hitchener, £10 from Kate McFarlane, £10 from Daniel Meyer, £10 from Johnny Two Dogs, £25 from Ross Eldridge, £10 from Liz Buckley, £5 from Sherlock Holmes, £2 from Dr. Gregory House, £15 from Jack Bino, £15 from William Tennant. This is going to get tiresome. Won't be able to do this very often. £20 from Judith Cockcroft, or my mum. £20 from Neil Peters. £10 from Laura Harley, my sister. £10 from R. Taylor. £20 from Mark Beharrell. £10 from Lee McElwain. £10 from the letter Z. £20 from Michael Legg. Who says, I gave £20, now do something funny, you pair of cunts and another cunt. Yep, well, £20 from...
Me getting singled out for a specific cunt.
Probably.
£20 from Stephen Hendry. £30 from Derek Devine. Whoa. And £8.50 from Terry Nutkins, who's donated £1 for every complete finger that I have. Bloody hungry wasps. There we go. Yay. And we'll actually read some of the comments out on the Just Giving page a little later on.
Oh, that's lovely.
What this is doing is actually frightening me because I didn't expect anybody to listen.
Ah, well.
So there we go.
It's 12:30.
It's time for karaoke.
Is it? We're doing that now, are we?
Yeah, as we said we were earlier on.
Well, we did, but we also said we were doing it late earlier on as well. I wasn't sure which of the two versions we were going with.
So, it's Tom's go, isn't it? Have we had final votes?
Did we get a consensus?
Right, hang on. Let's have a... Right, someone keep count then. Mm. Right, it's one for Hard Day's Night. Did you... One for Danny Boy.
Yeah.
Another for Danny Boy. Another for Danny Boy.
Oh, dear.
Another for Hard Day's Night. And that's it. So I think that's 3-2 in favour of Danny Boy, isn't it?
That is precisely the tally.
Right, Danny Boy isn't. If you want, I'll start it if you can give me the buttony thing. Thank you. And is that microphone's up there? Oh yeah, you need your headphones.
Yeah.
Should be all right there. And might have to unclip it. There we go. Right. Okay.
Ooh.
I'm gonna put the microphone on now. Can we hear you?
Is it echoing?
We'll give you some echo.
Gotta give it some echo.
Needs the echo.
Hey, that's better.
A little less echo, I think. It sounds like you're
karaoke in a cave.
Danny Boy, pissed in a cave.
Let's try and reduce that on the other thing, just a sec. I should have done this before we started, but I didn't get round to it. There we go.
Well, that's a perfectly legit reason.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I'm going to just stick on my box now.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, and we'll go up to Danny Boy.
Well, at least you kept the volume down so it didn't go bang when you started it.
Because I'm doing this on my Virgin TV box, which has its own built-in karaoke thing.
Are they paying you for that plug?
No, but we're not paying them, are we? So.
No, well, it balances out then.
Okay.
Traditional style, is it?
Yes. So, pissed.
Traditional styly.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh. I'm getting lots of squiggly voices in my ear.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen. Down the mountain side, the summer's gone, and all the roses falling. Did you must go, and I must bide. But come.
me back. When summer's in the meadow.
The meadow.
Or when the vines and white with snow.
With snow.
It might be clear. It's sunshine. Oh, in shadow.
In shadow.
Oh, Danny boy. Oh, Danny boy.
That was beautiful, man.
And if you come,
you come.
Where all the flowers are dying,
dying.
And I am dead,
dead.
As dead as well may be. You come and find the place where I am lying.
I'm lying.
And kneel and say, and I'll for me. And I will hear the soft you tread above me. And oh, my grave,
oh, my grave,
will warmer, sweeter be. For you will bend and tell me that you love me.
Oh, love me.
I will sleep in peace until you come to me.
Hey!
My throat's all hurty now.
Oh. Lee McIlwain was just wondering there why Dill was whining on the Gentleman's Review.
Oh.
Oh, and you've got a round of applause from Nicola as well.
Hooray! He did the singing there with his mouth and everything. It was great. I love it when they do the singing and that.
It's lovely, that, isn't it?
It's lovely bit of singing, you know?
Yeah.
My favourite kind.
I was trying to figure out halfway through why I was just doing it all in the voice of one of the cavemen off of the Armstrong and Miller show.
Oh.
That's what it sounded like in my ears anyway.
Well, once you started, just roll with it.
Yeah, just like those people that did it that time.
Yeah, and you know, more feedback. Bloody marvellous, says the Colonel.
Oh. Oh, yeah, so we need to actually plug him.
Go on, then. Plug him. Plug the Colonel.
Because during our video podcast, I got the name of his podcast wrong. It's the Colonel Crabtree Smythe Radio Show, or the Colonel's Radio Show. So,
what did you call it? I thought you called it that.
I just call it the Colonel's Radio. I just call it the Colonel's Podcast.
Ah, right.
Just wrong. Go. Got it's you. Very funny.
Worth a listen.
They're like normal podcast people, but unlike us, they have talent.
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind? I've just been up singing.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Britain's Got Karaoke. That's the next thing for the
yes.
BBC.
Yes. Ooh, when are we doing Who, did you say?
Wee-oo.
No, when?
Oh, right.
Two. Did you say two and three on your running order?
Well, I did, but then Martin changed it.
Oh, well, I will quite happily stay with your running order.
I'm only asking because we were going to ask our listeners to send in ideas.
Oh, yes.
Because I was talking to Andy the other day about my annoying habit when I'm watching telly with my girlfriend of pointing at every other actor and telling her that they've been in Who.
Yeah.
If I'm feeling in a particularly good mood, I'll say whether it's classic or new Who.
You.
And I also realised that... I sort of judge programmes on how many cast members they have in them.
Ah.
Been in Who.
Yeah.
As to how good they are.
Well, Who did used to get the best actors, didn't they?
But, yeah, if any listeners have any sort of sad things that you do if you're a Who fan, or if you can tell us about them, or give us interesting answers to the phrase, well, ends to the phrase,
yeah.
You know you're a sad Doctor Who fan when.
Ah.
We can have a look at them over the hour of Who-ness.
Yes, who you?
The chap who plays the pathologist in Midsommar Murders.
Ah.
Blimey, yeah. I don't know that.
He played an assassin in The Romans with William Hartnell.
Ah.
And got beat up by him and thrown out of a window.
Ah, yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, there you go. So yes, Midsummer Whitey Murders.
Yes.
Oh no.
Where am the Midsummer Murders at? Yeah,
I don't mind middle-aged men who write things talking about things, but they really shouldn't talk about things. Because...
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell him, man.
Because it's also said, this is slightly curmudgeonly man comes on and goes, yeah, well, I'm not politically correct. I don't like darkies in my thing. And it's, oh, for fuck's sake, just shut up. For all the people who work on your programme, shut up.
Yes. Just, I mean, at the very least, just keep quiet about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least have the sense to say, oh, no black people. I genuinely hadn't noticed.
The office is full of them, come to think about it.
Yes, they do my cleaning. But yes, that was a bad thing that happened this week.
Yeah.
Possibly the worst thing.
I don't know. I mean, it sells worldwide. Was his argument that, you know, it's an aspect of Englishness which wouldn't be as realistic to foreigners with false expectations.
He did seem to think it. He said it was the last bastion of Englishness because there are nobody of any other race living in England at the moment, so...
Get loads of coloured cast members in. Just get them to white up.
It is sponsored by the BNP.
Everyone's happy.
It is sponsored by the BNP. So he's kind of, he kind of comes on and goes, Midsummer Murders, sponsored by the BNP. Whiter than white.
See, it's only going to go downhill with product placement, isn't it?
Yeah. Which has come out recently, isn't it? When does product placement go live? Is it April?
I don't know.
I don't think it goes live. Like, going live, product placement.
Don't know. I thought it might have started.
I think
we might start
doing it here.
Do you think?
What product am I using?
Are you just going to arbitrarily plug stuff even if they haven't paid us any money?
How do you do it in audio? You know, I've started waffling on about something and then the Black & Decker starts in the background.
Or you just walk talking away and go... it's been a lovely day today, Behringer Mixers. That was when I was out in the park, you know, that's that sort of thing.
That's us.
Yeah. Yes. Keep looking up at the clock.
Hey, my friend Tom tells us he's just given us a tenner.
Oh, good man.
He reckons we'll easily reach the target, and he says I sound bloody good. Well, he says you sound bloody good. He could be talking about you two.
He means us.
I think he means
you. I'm going to assume he's just talking about me.
Yeah, he probably will, because I sound like an idiot. An idiot with a mouth.
Yeah.
With a mouth and a microphone.
Yeah.
I won't be sounding anything.
No.
After another of those songs, because my throat's a bit hurty.
Oh.
Yeah, what are you doing for your second one? Have you picked it, or are you just going to go for the next vote on there?
We've already sorted that, I think.
Yeah, we're doing it AV style, aren't we?
Yeah.
AV?
Yeah, alternate vote. That's they've been voting.
Ah, yes.
They've been doing. I decided to bring it into topicality for a moment.
Yeah, no, that was very good. I only wish I'd have been quick enough to pick up on that.
It's just like 7 Day Sundays, this.
Yes. Yes, it is exactly as you know, well-prepared and clever and thought out as that is.
Right, I'm just going to... while you're talking, I'm just going to swap... my device is over.
Are you? Okay. Yes. Is it going to go bang?
Yeah, it's going to go bang and pop and stuff like that. Can talk.
Can we? Are we allowed to talk?
Yeah, fantastic.
Talk with your
mouth. Oh, that's good. Yeah, well, that's not bad. You know, considering you said you weren't overly au fait with that song, I thought you did a jolly bang up job of it.
Yes, too.
Yeah, the words helped, I think.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
What was the one you did in the practice that you did in a French accent, which I really liked?
Well, I was going to do that later.
Oh, it's good.
Right. So you have... Oh, you do know that one.
Just to raise up from your memory that I said that, then.
Yeah.
Yes.
The reason I didn't say earlier was so that they wouldn't have to do that.
Yeah.
I thought you'd got your two there. I didn't think...
Still, smoothly done.
Yeah.
This is why I don't get on radio anymore. Firstly, I can't talk.
And secondly,
I was say, yeah, this is why and radio no more.
Well, I think it's time for a musical interlude, don't you?
Oh yes, I do think so.
Oh, go on then.
I think we do. So this one's from Mr. William Tennant. I'm going to do it like it's a 1960s radio show.
Yeah.
And this one's from actually, let's go 1920s. This one's from Mr. William Tennant, who lives in Manchester, and it's I'm in love with the gentleman's review in a second. I'm in love with the gentleman's review. I'm in love with the gentleman's review. I'm in love with the gentleman's review, and I hope that you'll be loved.
crap. Tom Stringfellow is the quietest one, a geologist with palm by the ton, a auction man who likes his beard. He looks a bit like Richard Gere. Gentleman's review, and I hope that you'll be loving them too.
Very good.
Thank you very much, William Tennant.
Hey, there. Thank you.
And I'm in love with a gentleman's review.
We've got a bit of a review of Tom's karaoke there. Just got a text off the gentleman's reviews, Lisa Goddard, saying, is Tom related to Shane McGowan?
Yes, he is.
Some people have said I've got his looks.
Oh, yeah.
And his teeth?
Yeah.
they don't say that, actually. I'm not noticing Tom's teeth in any way, shape, or form. No, sir. No, sir.
Nah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Good, wasn't it?
Yeah. I need another wee.
Do you?
Is
it wee time again already?
Straight through me. And we're not even... What I should have done is start drinking beer.
What, like that's not going to... Does beer not go through you like coffee?
No, but
does?
I just enjoy it more.
Ah, right. Yeah, the thing is, you know how you're having trouble speaking already?
Yeah.
Yeah, times that by about a bazillion.
Oh,
and that is you on beer.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I sound better when I'm drunk in my head.
Yeah, just not to anyone else.
I'm just really articulate and wonderful. Comedy gold, comedy gold,
comedy gold, comedy gold, comedy gold, never gets old. Comedy gold. Gold.
That's great, isn't it? Look at that. Yes.
He's been fiddling with my microphone.
Yeah. There's a lot of mic fiddling going on at the moment.
Yeah. Mm.
Like a children's
well, movie. I just got the most technical comment ever via text.
Oh,
saying,
really?
Saying that I faded every time I wasn't projecting straight at the mic. So I thought I'd best sort of remove it. The problem is, it positioned so every time I turned to face you two, I wasn't facing the mic.
Ah, yes. Yes.
Amateurish mistake.
No, schoolboy error.
Yeah. That's why you don't get any schoolboys on radio.
No.
Or podcasts.
Yes.
Or sitting in my living room in Halifax.
No.
In West Yorkshire. It's really hot out there.
Is it?
Yeah, I went out and it's cracking the flags.
It's all gone blue sky, didn't that?
Oh, the sun's, yeah, the sun's gone in now.
Quite chilly when we came over because you made us get over here in the middle of the fucking night.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to do a 7-hour podcast and then just finish like at the end of Comic Relief television stuff when nobody'd be watching, listening. Although nobody really watches the television thing anyway, so.
Nah, well, it's a bit played out now.
Well,
isn't it?
I told you about people who just generally think us doing this for Comic Relief is naff.
Yeah. Still, fuck those guys.
Yeah. Fuck them up the bumhole.
Yes.
With a cherub. Would you like another story?
Oh, yes, please.
I'll go and do us a story then.
Oh, God. Once upon a time, there was a little girl.
Yeah. I thought that was it.
No.
Carry on.
And she lived in Haworth, where, you know, where the Brontes came from?
Yes.
And she went into Bronte Hall, or the parsonage, whatever it's called. The Andy Parsonage.
It's a well-researched story.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Bronte, parsonage.
Yes.
Or is it Andy Parsonage? that would be hard, right? Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah. It's like he was in the room.
I am Andy Parsons! Yeah, so yeah. And she went in there and she saw the ghosts of all the Bronte sisters.
Ooh.
And she asked them what it was like to write books and die young. And they went... And the little girl, she shat herself. And then she ran home. But when she removed her knickers, she looked down and there was an entire novel in that shit.
Wow.
The end.
Oh, spooky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good, scary, ghosty story.
Yeah, it's like people see Jesus in an apple.
Yes.
Or other things. And probably not an apple, because he can't really do much with an apple. It's like got four eyes or something.
I don't know. I think apple's quite... you can see it in the bruising.
Ah.
Yeah.
Jesus bruised apples.
Yeah.
Should sell them like that. Jesus bruised apples!
They should. I'm sure they could make some money if they made a machine that just delicately bruised an apple in the shape of Jesus, so when you're peeling it.
Well, they'd sell more Rocky if they did that. Instead of putting a name in it, they just put a picture of Jesus in there.
Yeah.
Jesus book.
And everybody go, oh, look, I found Jesus in some rock. Yeah, like everybody hasn't.
Yeah.
That's the best way to confound Catholics.
Yeah.
Just make everything look like Jesus. Yeah.
Buildings, dogs, cats. Just put masks on everything.
Yeah.
Big Jesus masks.
Well, that'd be freaky, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I bet if Jesus came back and he was clean shaven, people wouldn't recognise him.
No, probably not.
No. They'd be holding up the shroud of Turin going,
no, no don't look like him.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's,
That'd be quite funny if he just kept getting into fights with people going, no, mate, I know what Jesus looks like. You're not him.
Yeah.
And punching him out.
Yeah. And then he mop the blood off his face and there'd be just his entire face on the hanky. And he could just go held it up and go, voila! I am the Messiah.
Do you think that is that how the Turin Shroud was formed then? He just like mopped his face a bit because he was warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it became fake over the years for some reason. Some reason it went fake. Oh, they did a test recently. A Christian did a test of it and found that it wasn't fake.
Wow, there's a thing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I thought it was just his smile that was fake.
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have a cock. You notice didn't have a cock.
The Romans chopped it off.
Ah,
don't you read the Bible?
Was that part of the crucifixion process? As you get your cock chopped off first.
Only if you give him lip.
Yeah. And Pontius Pilate used it to clean his ears out with. So somewhere there's a little waxing above a cock. That's Jesus's. I'll give you special powers, you know, like fly or something.
Yeah.
I'll be able to tell the past.
Now there's seven cathedrals on the planet wide, which all have Catholically approved wizened old cocks.
Yeah.
They're all Jesus's.
Everyone knows the real one is on a chain that the Pope wears around his neck all the time.
Yeah. And then in private, it gives it a little suck.
Yeah. Well, he occasionally, you know, pops it up him for a bit.
Yeah, and then it goes off.
Oh,
and it fills him with holy cum.
Yeah. That's part of the miraculous nature of it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
One of the poopy perks.
Poopy perks?
Yeah. Genuine Jesus jizz.
I used to know a girl called Poopy Perks.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, what's she like?
She's very posh.
Yeah, she would be with a name like that.
Hello, I'm Poopy Perks. Would you like to come to a gincana with me?
Yeah, you know what they say about posh birds.
No hair.
Good breeding.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Were you going to tell us something from the magical Screeno Twitter?
Stuff.
Not particularly.
Oh, fair enough.
Right. You want me to tell you something?
You turned that way and then turned back when I started talking, so I thought I'd interrupted you.
No, I'm just generally keeping an eye on it to see what's going on.
Now, do we know who's going to be doing the next karaoke?
I'll do it if you like.
Do you want to do it? Okay.
I just received some...
I'll be doing Tainted Love.
I'll take it as constructive criticism of my singing. I made a dog growl. Apparently.
Isn't that a song itself?
Hey. I made a dog growl.
I made a dog growl with my voice on Sunday night. Is that it?
I think that is exactly it. Yes, famous, that is.
Oh, no, it's similar to Dove's Cry. That was it. Yeah. Not made a dog's growl.
This is what it sounds like when I make a dog growl. Yeah. So, yeah, you've got to top that by making a dog howl.
Yeah, well, I can do that. I'll be doing Tainted Love next. So, stand by your beds.
Oh.
Whenever that will be, about half one.
Ah, are we breaking it up? We're not having like one big run of karaoke.
Oh, can
we're
do.
Doing like a song an hour.
We can do. I don't mind.
What was the plan? I need direction.
I don't think that is an.
Who decided what we were going to do?
I've got the sheet of paper, and Martin's going about 1:15.
Oh, right, that's fine then.
So 20 minutes.
Oh, God. I thought we were just adrift with no plan there for a moment. Fucking hell.
I'm glad me pointing at that piece of paper with nothing on it a yard away from me.
Shut up, I'm imagining things written on it. We've got a plan.
We've got a plan. The text I got from Martin yesterday which said, I'm not going to have time to do the running order, can you do it? Which I said, yeah, no problem. Was me this morning typing up a word table with running order at the top of it and just a load of blank spaces with each hour printed out outside, which I mailed to myself, got on the computer here, printed out, only the printed out without any of the lines on the grid. So we just had a blank piece of paper.
How lovely. I need a wee now.
Go on. Go and get it out of your system before you have to sing.
Because
I was struggling to keep...
What's your prostate like then? Ah, dear.
It was it. Standing up and singing makes you want to wee.
Is that just the nerves or the gravity feed of your kidneys?
It's got to be the gravity. Because I'm all right now. I'm sat down.
Now you're slouching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nicola, in answer to your question, no, it's in the soft cell style. I believe.
We've not done anything with Nicola's box yet.
No, we haven't. When are we going to do that?
I think we should have a look into it.
Do you reckon?
After we've celebrated getting to 1:00 without dying.
Yeah, Martin, better finish his wee quickly because we're nearly up to the hour mark, and he's got to be here to play the music in.
Shall I grab it whilst you fill in?
What, the music box or the Nicola's box?
The Nicola's box.
Oh, go on then. Yeah. You might as well have it to hand. So whenever we need it. Oh, there he goes, smashing things up as he moves around. He's the clumsiest man that I've ever known. What? Yeah, I bloody was until you stood in front of me waving your arms. I thought you had something to tell me. Oh, God, I'm trying to fill in, telling you about this. See, he's kicked the table over. There's coffee everywhere. It's shorted out the electric heater. There's smoke. I can barely see what's going on. He still looks like he's got lipstick on. Are you sure you haven't made yourself up for this?
It could be that jam I had on my tea kegs in Wetherspoons.
Maybe. That's very good if you've resisted licking jam off your face for all this time so far.
Yeah, those were very good tea cakes, actually.
Were they?
Yeah.
A couple of them looked a bit burnt for my liking.
Yeah, I was going to say, but, not only did they give me more tea cake than I was expecting, they'd kindly made a lot of them black.
Yeah. That's very nice. Well, it's a bit of variety. Maybe they thought, well, we don't know whether he likes them lightly toasted or burnt to a fucking cinder, so we'll do a variety.
Yeah, but to make up for it, they gave me jam and butter that had come straight from the freezer.
Yeah.
From Fraser?
Yes.
Straight from Fraser.
Yes.
Well.
Oh, what's that noise? Is that the noise of Nicola's box rattling around?
That's me teasing and tantalising the audience.
Oh, it does sound rather capacious.
Oh, ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh, ooh.
Shall we count in?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
There's something wrong with that.
4, 3, 2, 1. 3 hours.
Oh, that is never going to get old.